59 and a half minutes laying out before us. Have a state senator saying if the feds won't protect the border, the state will. His only problem is Rick Perry's going to try to block him. You watch. He loves to paint himself as a patriot, a conservative. That's not the case. Mexico on the verge of collapsing. That's the State Department. The yuppies have no idea. They're still traveling down there to be shut down by the Mexican police, even the resort towns now, as that nation fully collapses via corruption, just like the United States is starting to collapse from corruption. I mentioned this yesterday and a little bit earlier, but I want to spend some time on this later, too, after the state senator leaves us. Texas unknowingly donates children's blood to research. Medical privacy advocates, ethicists say parents should be asked for consent before newborn screening samples are kept. Yeah. You know, I've refused this, and when they come in, they go, it's the law. The health department has to test for your baby having diseases. And I go, nurse, I'm not ignorant. I happen to know that goes to the health department and is put in an international DNA database, and you claim you own my children's DNA and patent it. I've seen the federal court cases. And they go, and then they back off. One time I was so busy, I've had three children, I just was busy and just said, oh, sign this, and looked at it halfway and thought it was discharge papers. I did sign one. I mean, you know, because they just slip it in on you. It was like asleep on the couch, and then they come in, sleep in the chair. This is the criminality of government. This is what it does. This is how it operates. And people's denial, I would talk about this for years, for year after year after year after year. If you're 30, almost 36, it started in 1973. Worldwide, wherever the IMF and World Bank control things, because they control our governments, this was done, a global DNA database. And they can use this to frame you, you name it. So I want to read some of this story before the show ends. It was also in UPI. But it's only about Texas, because we've been exposing it here. This is all over the world, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, England, Canada. This is everywhere. This is criminal. And so we'll break down this whitewash and go over a little bit of that. I've also got some other important stories I want to cover dealing with. They want to tax forest fires. They want to tax you nationally if there's forest fires because forest fires put off carbon dioxide and that's toxic waste. I mean, they're just going to tax everything. So we'll be going over that report for you as well today. Before I end this segment, let's go ahead and pull up the ObamaDeception.net website. Can we pipe in that audio? I want to show people the site and who are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage you to go to ObamaDeception.net or TheObamaDeception.net. Both will get you there. And watch the trailer, read the data page, research about this, and then get involved. I want you to get The Obama Deception on DVD. I want you to order it. It ships March 15th. Pre-order it. You'll be the first to get it in the mail. That's only 2.5 weeks away now. Please get The Obama Deception at Infowars.com or TheObamaDeception.net or call toll-free to get it. Get your pre-order in now. We also have these great T-shirts that have half of Bush's face saying, worst president ever. The other half's Obama, and it says, until now. That shatters the left-right paradigm, sparks conversations with Obamanoids and Bushoids. You can explain that. Don't you understand they give you false choices? They show you both of these people, and then they lay them out, and then you think you have a choice, like going on a used car lot. And he says, here's the two cars you can buy. These are the two choices you've got. What about expanding those choices? The Obama Deception doesn't get into, was he born in Kenya or, you know, is he a commie or whatever. It gets into the fact he lied about everything he said he'd do. His globalist agenda is evil, gun confiscation, FEMA camps, everything Bush was setting up on steroids, continuing with Barack Obama, because the public blames everything on Bush. They remove the puppet, put the new puppet in. Takes 4 to 8 years people to wake up to that he's a puppet. Then they put in a new puppet. And we never look at the power behind the throne. We never look at the establishment. We never look at who's setting these globalist policies. We have the same policies here that are in England, that are in Australia, that are in Germany. It's the same social engineers. This is a program, a control plan. They're on record about it. All we've got to do is tell the truth about this, and the new order is going to fail. TheObamaDeception.net, ladies and gentlemen, or Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll be right back after this quick break for more news and information. We've got a state senator coming up as the states rebel against the New World Order.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to play two different pieces of Pentagon propaganda. One, the new G.I. Joe movie trailer, The Rise of Cobra.
Cobra!
And then, I'm going to play a Kid Rock propaganda video. The Pentagon is talking about 40-plus million worldwide, upwards of 10 million of that domestically, to pay for music videos, movies. It's called propaganda placement. They call it product placement. I call it propaganda placement. And it's going on everywhere. So we'll be playing those videos live at PrisonPlanet.tv and analyzing them. Of course, the radio listeners will hear the audio as well, and I'll stop and comment on it. Then I'll get into some other news. We have State Senator Dan Patrick, one of the most powerful state senators, saying that they're going to put state forces on the border because Mexico's collapsing and the feds won't stop it. That's the plan. It's in the Security Prosperity Partnership documents to basically let the border collapse and collapse Mexico to overrun the U.S., then say a North American Union security perimeter contiguous on the North American continent, no longer borders at Mexico and Canada with the U.S., but contiguous from Guatemala, border with Mexico all the way up to Alaska. This is all on record, and they're going to do it through crises. They create crises, banking crises, military crises, terror crises, refugee crises, and then offer their solution. I told you 3 years ago they were racing to pass amnesty. I'm on record because Mexico was going to collapse, and they wanted to go ahead and have the amnesty plan set up beforehand. Now it's going to be harder for them. But for the next 10 minutes, I always love having him up once a month. And that's Marty Schachter of CalBenPureSub.com or FiveStarSub.com. And the reason I have him on is it really is a public service announcement. He's not just a great sponsor for now about 4 or 5 years. Marty has been in the organic soap business, California certified organic, before they even had that. I mean, he's the standard of it. Only sold to institutions. And then we found out about the soap. It was so great. And usually organic soap costs two or three times what the toxic detergents do. His is 85% off what the toxic detergents are. Forget the huge premium for organic. And these are the best organics out there. A lot of organics are too strong or burn you. He was in chemical weapons in World War II. Started Calvin Soap when he got back with his dad. Now he runs it with his son and family in Oakland, California. And this is factory direct. But the reason he's here is last time I had him on, we didn't have time to get into what is in the stuff you're using at the store versus what organic soap is. Marty, it's great to have you here with us.
Hello, Alex. You have reached the Department of Homeland Cleanliness. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Let us at CalBend bail you out with our stimulus packages of 1 through 5 years of soap at a cost of 40 cents to 20 cents a day. No more $20 to $30 deficits a week. No junk science detergent chemicals. No more getting ripped off for cleanliness. No more deteriorating clothing, burning skin, itching scalp, outsourced products. No more. This is our goal. This is our philosophy, and we share it.
Marty, let's start at the beginning. Why did you start CalBend Pure Soap in 1947?
Well, when I got out of the Army in 47, after serving 2 years in Japan, my father left civil service. He was getting too old for that. They let him go. And we discovered, coincidentally, going to a supermarket shopping, that soap doesn't exist anymore. Like Dove, like Ivory, like Fels Naphtha, like White King. They were all detergents. Well, I learned in the Army what detergents were. They were a poison. They were made for poison gases. And we said, you know, that'd be a unique situation if we could start a small business selling real soap. Well, the only way we could do that was going to commercial enterprises, the hotels, motels, rest homes, convalescent hospitals. We couldn't get on the shelf anyway, no way. Procter & Gamble, Lever, and Colgate, they dominated the marketplace with billions of dollars worth of advertising and hypnotism and all the ways of brainwashing the consumer to get these toxic detergents. And we just started a little small company. My father and I started calling on hospitals and schools, and we were accepted because our products were virtually twice as good and half the price. So we built up our business institutionally, and then about 4 years ago, I got a call from Genesis Communication Network. What was his name?
No, it was Michael Trudeau. It was actually about 7 years ago. Time flies. But let's stop right there. The reason toxic waste cost a lot more is because of all the advertising. Big Oil had all this toxic waste from the refining of oil process. I know you were in the chemical course. You know this, but the audience doesn't. They have all these byproducts like sodium fluoride they put in the water. It's like China admits they dump their toxic waste in our food and then ship it to us. It's how they get rid of toxic waste. It's like lawn fertilizer. It says don't use this on vegetable or on farms because it's full of mercury, lead, arsenic. It runs off. That's how it's done. You discovered all that and put this out. And you know, we're not kidding when we tell people what is in the so-called soap that's really detergents that people are buying at the supermarket. So I mean, break people down, briefly break down for folks what's in your real soap versus the toxic waste they pay for at the grocery store.
Well, most of the detergents are made from waste petroleum, high alkalinity chemicals, and another ingredient that they add in large amounts is sodium chloride. And people think that's a new cleaner. Sodium chloride is table salt. Would you wash your face, your body, your baby, your home with table salt? No, we don't believe in that. We make our products from vegetable oils, coconut oils. We use juices from cherries, from almonds, to instead of perfumes, which are toxic, and has been very successful by the thousands and thousands of Alex Jones listeners that are buying our products now repeatedly, and it's been a real beneficial to know that we can share products that we've developed And since 1947, when we started, 62 years ago, and our slogan developed is, our business is going down the drain. And we're very proud of that, that people buy our products, that they're safe, that they do the job, and they're far, far superior than anything offered in the supermarket right now. And it's a pleasure to have and to be endorsed by Alex and share our knowledge and our philosophy.
Well, Marty, you're a sweetheart. I mean, it's just a great product at a great price. Factory Direct, 62 years, family business. I guess Bob Dylan would say someday growing your own garden will be against the law. I'm surprised they haven't banned you even being able to make, you know, real soap. How dare someone do this and not let us rip everybody off with toxic waste? I mean, it's such a sick fraud how people pay to be screwed. How they pay to have a bad deal. We have to become educated. We have to become informed and say no. Let's give out the toll-free number for folks that want to call and get one of the sampler tote bags, or for somebody that wants to get a free catalog, or go ahead and order a month's supply, a year's supply of soap. Break that down for folks, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com. Five to letter or five to number, it makes no difference. 5starsoap.com. Get a free catalog. It's a beautiful, detailed information educating you to upgrade your life from the chemicals that you're getting now. We have samples. We have packages going from 1 year to 5 years at the lowest impossible cost. You won't believe it. You think this is too good to be true. It's true and it's good. And we can verify that with all the Alex Jones families that are enjoying our products.
Absolutely. 5-Star Soap, either the letter or spell it out, 5starsoap.com. Give them that number again, Marty.
800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. My whole family is waiting for your calls. It would be our pleasure to service you, take care of you, save you money, and take you out of coach and put you into first class.
Well, anything to help folks get a good deal and also sock it to the chemical companies that have taken over every facet of life. Give me a limerick in closing there. We always enjoy those, Marty.
Okay, well, this is in with apologies to Irving Berlin. Blue Cross had me agree to a new Blue Cross policy. Blue Cross said I would be thrilled that Blue Cross covered me. Then I took a fall, leg in a splint. They said I should read all the fine print. When a high fever I ran, they said I took out the wrong plan. Oh, Blue Cross, there seems to be plenty for Blue Cross and none for me. Thank you, all you Blue Cross members. Thank you very, very, very much.
All right. Marty Schachter, we'll talk to you again next month. God bless you.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Alex.
Take care, my friend. That really is a great guy. And 62 years doing that. But, I mean, just look at how we pay for all these services, and then they just give us toxic waste. Because they'd have to pay to store the sodium fluoride and what's left over when they crack the oil, when they refine it. Just Google the oil refining process. You can find all these university diagrams from petroleum engineers and science classes, and it'll show you the hundreds of things they make out of oil, out of crude oil. But then there's all these other distillates that are toxic waste. That is what goes in the soap. This is not soap. It's like the Federal Reserve isn't federal. The Patriot Act isn't a Patriot Act. When they pull troops out of a country, they call it a build down. Everything is a semantical lie with these crooks. And so we love Marty. He's a great guy. 5starsoap.com. Okay, when we come back, I've got to hurry here. So I got the state senator coming up. I want to play this Cobra, the Rise of Cobra video, and just illustrate how you're going to be a superhuman guy if you join the military. All the symbolism is the Army's white star. It's a special forces group in the Army. Join this, kids, and you'll be superhuman. The truth is you'll get used up in foreign wars and injected with eugenics vaccines and be treated like crap and ripped off. Stay with us. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we're going to go right into this video of military propaganda. Tens of millions of dollars domestically pushing the image, you need to join the military, it's the thing to do to be a hero. When it isn't our military anymore, it's being used for this empire and bankrupting us. And then coming up, we're going to get into some of the things that are happening in Mexico as well with a state senator. But right now, let's go ahead and play. I mean, it's like every movie now. It's just amazing. Transformers, you name it, and they admittedly are getting Pentagon resources. They approve the script. This is to get young people to envision themselves. Think of Cobra Commander. He lives in a cave. He's a terrorist. He's an international financier. He can never be stopped. Sounds like Bin Laden. You know, I mean, Cobra Commander 20 years ago was wearing the black ski mask and the uniform that our SWAT teams wear now. Little kids watch this, and it's predictive programming is what they call it, to then accept this later in life. And you know, the imagery, the white star of the army, you know, calling in the secret unit, these bionic suits they've got, they're superhuman. This is all glorifying joining the military when this is not our military anymore. So let's go ahead and play this quick trailer from G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
When I'm finished, the world will never forget.
Make the call.
Come up!
Technically, we don't exist. We answer to no one. And when all else fails, we don't.
What did you say your unit was called?
I didn't.
G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, coming out this summer. And you'll just be superhuman in these bionic suits. And then there's Three Doors Down and, you know, Kid Rock and all these videos. People have made, you know, spoofs of them, showing them before movies. They're just everywhere, selling people on this image. And they're hiring aggravated felons, illegal aliens, illegal alien aggravated felons, mercenaries to make up the military. It's really nightmarish. This isn't our military anymore. Just like in Germany, the military wasn't the German people's anymore. It was under Adolf Alois Hitler's power. Let's go ahead now and go to the little Kid Rock warrior piece. Here it is, folks. And then we've got a state senator coming up. Yeah, he's a race car driver. He's a citizen. He's in the military. Just everything cool, man. NASCAR, rock and roll. Yeah! He's going to fight Al-Qaeda. Yeah, baby! Ah! Inject me with a smallpox anthrax shot. When I shrivel up, put me in a coffin, too. When I get out of the military, you'll cut my funding and rip me off. When you blow up the chemical dump, Camisea, and my brainstem rots and I become paralyzed, you'll tell me to take Prozac, NASCAR, partying, rock and roll, have some fun, this is cool. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm so top, oh, I'm Kid Rock, oh, it's so, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Idiot kids, join the military, bleed, deplete uranium, it's just like playing video games, you'll be able to slaughter for real, and when we're done with you, when you do the devil sign, high in the air, we got a soft kill weapon for you, cause we know, after you're done killing for us, you're gonna wake up when we screw you, and you're not gonna like it. So we're going to inject you with the cancer viruses, yeah. Yeah, 1,300,000 dead Iraqis. But we'll sell you the image that we're helping them. It's so much fun. It's so good. Yeah, New World Order, yeah. Meanwhile, we're also training to confiscate your guns door to door. Yeah, NASCAR, baby, let's party! Yeah. You want to have fun and be a race car driver? Then just sign up for the military. Everybody will love you. You like little kids, don't you? To join the military. Yeah. Yeah.
Download this song free. Go to Yahoo and search National Guard Warrior.
Absolutely. And your tax money paid for that propaganda. It's everywhere to suck your children in. Meanwhile, CNN right here, just blew my voice out, money to put kids in prison with setups with the judges getting kickbacks to put your children in prison. That's what's really going on with this criminal government that wants to destroy all the liberties we've got. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, simulcasting with the InfoWars Radio Network and PrisonPlanet.tv. You found it. The tip of the spear in the InfoWar. We will defeat tyranny. We swear eternal resistance to tyranny. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols. From a doctor you can trust.
We are back live. Upwards of 30 states have now introduced resolutions saying no to gun confiscation, no to martial law, no to Obama's forced compulsory service, no to all of it. We've been having state reps and state senators on. We got Ron Paul lining up next week to talk about it as well. Very exciting. We had a state rep on last week from Texas who's introduced 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment resolutions redeclaring Texas sovereignty. But State Senator Dan Patrick, very influential senator, big history and talk radio, also a best-selling author. You can go to patrick.senate.state.tex.us or just Google State Senator, Texas State Senator Dan Patrick, and find his page and books and all the stuff he's done. But he's moving to say if the feds won't protect the border that's now collapsing, Mexico in collapse, narco-terrorism, police being killed on both sides, thousands dead, that he's got a plan to actually secure that border. And I remember 2 years ago, Perry went down there and did some staged events with Homeland Security. State Senator, it's good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, great to be on, and I'm on Facebook, so it's easy. The easiest place to find me is Dan Patrick on Facebook, and we've got thousands of friends out there, so that's great. Hey, great to be on with you. Appreciate everything you do out there for the cause. More than ever, Alex, more than ever, we need to be sure we talk about you know, the history that this nation was founded upon, the Judeo-Christian ethic, the freedoms, because we are rapidly losing them. I mean, day by day at the hands of the Obama administration. And quite frankly, you know, I blame it on a lot of my own party for allowing this to happen. And so the next time that we are back in charge in Washington, of course, I serve in Austin, we're going to have to be sure we have the real deal, the real people, not people in name only. Who campaign on things they don't believe on. It's time for real leaders and real believers because time is running out.
Tell us the situation. I mean, for those around the country listening who don't know how really bad it is in Texas and across the entire contiguous border with Mexico in the Southwest, what is happening? And I mean, CNN, Wall Street Journal, the Pentagon, Homeland Security say Mexico has a good chance of collapsing. El Paso Times. I know quietly the National Guard's beefing up down there, preparing to shut the border. 100 million people down there during collapse. Can you break down with the intel you've got really what we're facing?
Sure. And let me tell you, Alex, something. I was on Fox last week in the morning and also in the afternoon one of their news shows and talked about the fact that last Tuesday is the first time in modern history that Texas went on alert. And until I broke that story, really, in fact, very few people at the Capitol knew it. And we have a multiple stage. I won't go into too much detail because of Homeland Security, but we have a multiple stage alert process. And we triggered, or the governor triggered step one of that, to my knowledge. He may have triggered another step, but I think it was step one. And the reason was, Alex, we saw for the first time something we had not seen before. We have 19 border crossings with Mexico and Texas. And a couple of the key bridges, you saw those people forming on the other side, blocking the bridges. Well, we didn't know if that crowd of 50 would turn into 500, turn into 5,000, turn into 50,000. Was this the beginning of the revolution? Was this the beginning of the takeover? And if so, we needed to be ready. So that first stage alert went out. The plan in Texas, Alex, and I've supported a number of issues for a number of years, even before I got into the legislature. But here's the breakdown. We have six sectors with Mexico of that 2,000 mile, 1,800 mile border with Mexico. You know, 2/3 of it in Texas. And a lot of it is out there in no man's land. You get down Del Rio and other places where it's easy to spot people coming across there because they have to come across the river. They have to go over some desert or some pretty sparse area to get up to a freeway or a highway, rather, to get to a city. That's relatively easy to control. The key is your big points of entry. That's where all the illegals are coming in. That's where we need the fencing. That's where we need to beef up our Border Patrol, our Department of Public Safety, state troopers, our National Guard. That's what we need to do. So it's not like we've got to mass troops or personnel along, you know, 1,200 miles, 1,400 miles of border. We simply need to be sure across from El Paso, Laredo, McAllen, Brownsville, and some other key points so we can get this job done. And if there's a refugee problem, Alex, the refugees need to be in northern Mexico, not southern Texas, because there's two possible scenarios that I see. One is the slow economic meltdown of Mexico, where you just have hundreds of thousands of people, I mean, beyond the normal immigration of illegals, coming here out of desperation, you know, just to eat. And then you have the rapid migration, mass migration, which would happen if Calderon was assassinated, if the drug cartels take over the government like happened in Colombia. You know, last week, and again, the mainstream news doesn't cover this, Alex, but, you know, last Tuesday after the bridge closings on the Mexican side, on Wednesday, there was a grenade launcher and a bazooka used to take out eight government officials in Reynosa, which is just south of McAllen, a big industrial.
Well, sir, as you know, the Dallas Morning News talked about car bombs killing people in Dallas, and that's just a tiny blurb. Rocket attacks on newspapers on the Texas border. I mean, it used to be a thriving tourist sure. place down there. I went down there when I was a kid with my parents. It's all shut down, boarded up now. And, I mean, we've already been seeing the collapse of Mexico with these 30 million illegal aliens that have been sure. flooding in the last decade. But you're talking about a fast collapse. How bad, from the people studying this, the experts you're talking to, could it get?
Well, you know, I think what is very concerning to me is that, you know, if you talked about this even 2 years ago, yes, we've seen a mass migration of illegal immigrants into the United States, you know, driven by economic factors, better jobs here, better life here. But we didn't see that because people in Mexico were running out of fear or literally running because the economy had totally collapsed there. And so what has happened is, if you'd have said 2 years ago, could Mexico collapse, people would have laughed. And I'd like to think that it's not probable, but it's possible. And the fact that it's possible, Alex, that a country so large and one of our major trading partners, one of our big oil partners, just a stone's throw across the Rio Grande, that they could collapse is a major issue for this administration, who I don't think will probably know how to handle it, and for this country. So obviously, you know, the question is, what happens if you have millions trying to get here? You have economic chaos in the United States. So we've got to be sure they are not allowed to come here.
Well, we already have, you know, collapse, as you know, along the border from California to here.
That's already a civil war.
It's already a civil war. Right. And so, now you're trying to be conservative here and saying, we hope this doesn't happen, and it probably won't happen. But it already is happening. Where I've talked to, interviewed all these Texas sheriffs going back 5-6 years ago, where if they grab a truckload of marijuana or cocaine, the Mexican troops come across the border, put guns in their heads, and say, we're going to kill you if you don't give that to them. And then Homeland Security a year ago told the National Guard not to fire back when Mexican troops shoot at them.
I can't comment, and I've heard those stories. I've never been able to confirm them or verify them. And I'm pretty, strong in that area. But I will say this to you, that just in a week, let me tell you how much has changed in a week. When I was on Fox television last week, I made the statement, and I've done a number of radio interviews, telling people in America, if you have kids in college, do not let them, under any circumstance, go to Mexico. Even the resort towns of Acapulco or Cancun or Cozumel, do not let them go.
And I was about to say, Senator, that now the major university organizations today just advise the students not to go.
Right.
And I'm talking to people that go down there for honeymoons, adults.
Yes.
They'll even be in Yucatan that's supposedly safe, and they see cops and people busting windows, and then the police come into the resort at 10:01 p.m. and say, you were supposed to be out of the pool. Give me your watch. Give me your wallet. It's the government itself collapsing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the problem. There, you don't know where to turn to for justice. About a month ago, the person in the Calderon government who was in charge of the anti-kidnapping squad was arrested because he was taking bribes of $450,000 a month, and he was head of the anti-kidnapping charge. There was a scheduler who knew the whereabouts of Calderon, who supposedly was being paid $100,000 a month just to keep the whereabouts of the president known to some of the drug cartels. This is an explosive situation that most likely will get worse before it gets better. Car bombs, a high-level assault on government. And I think the big question that the Calderon government will have to resolve, and the Obama administration, will we send American troops into Mexico at some point to help the Mexican government?
We had to do it twice before.
And so far the Mexican government has not wanted the troops, and obviously our troops are stretched thin. And you don't want to be in the middle of that type of war. But, this is coming. And here's the good news, if there's good news out of here. The reason we've seen an escalation in violence and really civil war along the northern border is because when Vicente Fox was president, he did basically nothing in terms of drug law enforcement. When Calderon came in, he came in and he has 45,000 soldiers spread across Mexico, taking on the drug cartels. So they're in a fight. I mean, it's a battle. And so the drug cartels are battling the government. He's battling back. And so that's a positive. But in that positive, it has created this great carnage and just terrible violence that's impacting our country as well. So the situation has to be watched closely by those of us in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona.
Well, Senator Patrick, let me throw this in in the 6 minutes we have left with your 7 minutes, because we don't have much time here. Specifically, though, you've been on TV talking about if the feds won't protect the border, the state needs to do it. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, actually, when I ran for office, I'm serving my second session. And when I ran back in 2005, I made the point that, yes, it's the federal government's responsibility. That's what my opponents kept saying. I said, that is true, but it's Texas' problem. and we're going to have to solve it. And I believe Governor Perry has the will, and I believe others of us have the will in Texas, that if the federal government does not react, we must react.
What is that plan? I mean, do you put the state police in there? Do you do emergency funding?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's a number of plans. Number one, you've got to send more aid to the county sheriffs who are on the, they're the front line battle guys. Secondly, you've got to work and Border Patrol and
what about a Texas fence? What about a Texas fence?
Well, as I said a moment ago, it is a waste of resources to put a fence out in the middle of no man's land because God has given us a natural fence called the Rio Grande.
But what about in the key areas?
But in the key areas, that's where we need it. Now, 90% of the land on the border is Texas land, so we have a lot of authority there. We have to, you know, there are some constitutional provisions that we have to be careful of, but at the end of the day, we have the Texas State Guard, several thousand strong, which could grow quickly. I think volunteers would step up very quickly. We have the National Guard that the governor can call out. We have a large state police force. We have our game wardens. We have our DPS, and all working in concert with the Border Patrol.
But I believe their hands.
I believe if we make made it a major priority to ratchet up our level of boots on the ground. Every time we put boots on the ground, we see illegal immigration go down dramatically.
But, Senator, from what you've said,
yes,
we need to put them there now because it could collapse any day, any month, any year. We're already seeing a collapse. So are you moving now to go ahead and draw up the plan while it's in session, perfect timing, and get the forces down there we need?
Right. Well, the plan is to be drawn up by the Homeland Security Director and with the governor's oversight. And obviously the fact that I'm speaking out and others are speaking out, we are making sure there's attention to that plan. And secondly, we already have in place, I believe, the assets to move relatively quickly, and I mean relatively quickly, in the worst-case scenario. So I am confident that in a worst-case scenario, we will be ready to meet that challenge.
All right.
I'm also confident that we're taking the right steps we need now.
Senator Patrick, the big issue here is we can't tie the hands of the police if they're down there being shot at. They need to open up these are real terrorists, not the little ones sneaking around underneath the desk that the government's taking all our liberties to fight. You know, this is real terrorism. They're killing police, citizens, kidnapping Americans. I mean, we need to move heavy assets down there. Mexico's attacked us repeatedly. They attacked us during World War I. I'm not saying the government's doing this now, but I'm sorry to say the people down there, and especially the leadership, they hate this country. I know you know about the plan of San Diego. The German tried to launch attacks and gave the orders in World War II. I mean, this is a country that hates our guts, and I'm saying if Mexico wants to start something, I'm talking about their drug gangs, we need to wipe them out.
Well, I think the biggest concern that most of us here have, Democrats, Republicans alike, and I'm a conservative Reagan Republican, but I think it's across the aisle. All of us are concerned about the transnational gangs and the violence of these gangs ratcheting up in America to where it has in Mexico. And also the violence just spilling over on the border. You know, a lot of the police officials, a lot of the executives, a lot of the government officials who actually work in Mexico, live across the border in Texas.
Sir, that's my final question. They're afraid they live here. That's what I'm saying here is that they target police, they target military. So you know, they say take money or we'll kill you. This is already spilling over into Texas and California.
Well, have seen some of it, but we have not. For example, in Juarez and Ciudad Juarez, I mean, across from El Paso, there were 1,600 murders in Juarez, which is, you know, right across the bridge from El Paso. There were 18 murders last year. So far. We've been able to hold that level of violence on their side. I mean, 1,600 to 18, and those are real facts, real numbers, is significant. But when those numbers, we're already seeing a lot of the minor crime. We're seeing the carjackings. We're seeing and major
minor
crime as well. But we have not seen that spillover yet, but that's what we're concerned about. But, you know, as you well know, Alex, the number two city in the world for kidnapping is Phoenix, Arizona. Mexico City is first. Phoenix, Arizona is second.
Yeah, it's already here. And the media covers up most of it.
Yeah.
And the diseases and the cholera and the drug-resistant TB, it's bankrupting the states with all the anchor babies. This country is going to fall apart if we don't do something. All I have to say, sir, is I appreciate what you're doing. We're going to support you. I'd like to get you in studio someday here in Austin, or I'd like to send a crew down. But in closing, I got to disagree with you, though. I am for drug decriminalization. If that happened, these drug gangs would start trying to murder politicians that try to decriminalize. If we decriminalize, not legalize, that would end the $400 million profit that is funding these people.
Well, I know in Mexico, supposedly their government is looking at that. And in closing, let me just say once again, Alex, I appreciate your focus on this. And also, I invite people to go to my Facebook page, Dan Patrick. They can look, be my friend, and we keep in touch with what's going on a regular basis. Lastly, I'd like to share and take 10 seconds. We have an award-winning documentary that we have done, which is an incredible story. It's a true story about Texas, and it has sold thousands and thousands of copies. It's called The Heart of Texas, and if you go to Heart of Texas, the movie, I was the executive producer, theheartoftexasthemovie.com.
It's a Christian film.
It's a Christian film, but it's a film about what all of us face in life at some point, and that's forgiveness. And it's a wonderful, true story that's one of the most amazing stories your audience and you will ever see. I'll send you over a copy, and I think you'll be on the air saying, folks, you got to see this.
I was about to say, let us have you in studio. I know you're very busy during the legislative session. Let us have you in studio, or we can send a TV crew down. We also do local TV.
Sure.
And spend some time on the film, because I was interested in it. I've actually already heard about the film. But as this develops, let us have you back up soon, State Senator Dan Patrick. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Goodbye. Okay, folks, there you heard it. And they had to admit, Mexico is now looking at trying to decriminalize because it's about to overthrow the government that tried to come in and take over the drug cartel profits for themselves. That's what's really going on. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Yeah, folks. the CIA and the big money laundering banks. We told you this year before it happened, from Sully Costello and other contacts from the DEA. He's going to try to take down four major and a few sub-cartels that weren't paying their cut to the central banks, just like the U.S. military invaded Colombia over the FARC not paying their cut. And the drug gangs are fighting back because they're not cowards. But the media covers up the dead cops and citizens here in the U.S. It's much worse than you were even hearing. And the SPP, North American Union, talks about Mexico collapsing and using that. Calderon was put in there to do this. And we're not just saying that today. We said that years ago. We said that as Fox was leaving. This is the plan. Crises, order out of chaos. I want to hit this story about taking blood from children. I'm going to get some guests on about that. But before we go any further, I wanted to briefly just tell you about one of our great sponsors, ecolablue.com. Fabulous atmospheric water generator. It's like a water cooler that has hot and cold water, seven filters it goes through, but no water or no water bottle attached to it. And I show this to people and they can't believe it. The air you're in is filled with water. And it doesn't come out of a, you know, city utility system is full of mercury and lead and sodium fluoride and chlorine and all the dead bacteria, because, you know, they just kills the bacteria. You're eating all those dead bacteria and other particulate. So give Ecola Blue a call. It's just a fabulous system. 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043 is the number. ECOLOBlue.com. 1-800-691-6043. For survival, just for clean water, guaranteed no fluoride in this, baby. I mean, this is just fabulous water. I drink it constantly. In fact, I need to fill my glass back up. EcolaBlue.com. All right, I keep mentioning this the last 2 days, but I haven't really gotten into it, and I need to. So I'm going to try to remember, guys, tomorrow to spend 20 minutes on this. But it's just so important. Texans unknowingly donate children's blood to research. And this Austin American Statesman story itself is a whitewash. Medical privacy advocates, ethicists, say parents should be asked for consent before newborn screening samples are kept. They lie and say it's a state law, like they lie and say taking vaccines is a state law. And they take your baby's blood for a blood test, but with the health department set up under eugenics instead of the hospital doing the test. And it goes into a federal database and is sold to international companies who isolate proteins and DNA and then patent it. And then there's been federal cases where they say they own your blood and you want to get a gene therapy. This company has your genes already sequenced. It goes to the registry and they say, you know, you got to pay us all this money to be able to have your own gene therapy. For almost 7 years, another lie, it's 36, the state has identified storing blood from nearly all newborns in Texas without their parents' consent for possible use in medical research. Not possible use, it's being done. The blood is, remember, I'm telling you this for 13 years. The blood is collected as part of a 44-year-old state mandate. So see, they're saying 44. First it's 7, then it's 44. I've confirmed globally 36 years. How many years did I tell you that? And show you government documents. The blood is collected as part of a 44-year-old state mandate newborn screening program in which hospitals, birthing centers, and midwives draw blood from a bad Navy SEAL. See, it's not law, it's mandated. The state either discards the blood after 6 months, total lie, they store it in Michigan and San Antonio, or more recently store it for 3 years before destroying it, another lie. I'm not saying this Marianne Roser is bad, she just doesn't know what she's talking about. But starting in 2002, the State Health Department began collecting and keeping blood indefinitely for current or future medical research, a practice that has been the subject of legal challenge in Minnesota. We had those people on fighting it last year. Five dots of blood are collected on paper. No, they take ampules out of the baby's heel, folks, not just the five dots, and are collected on paper for screening and then stored. Under the Health Department's policy, the samples can be used for medical community for things like cancer research, birth defect studies, and calibration of lab equipment. Now, they're using it for a DNA database on you, and it's popping up with insurance refusing people coverage. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. But I will be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This show grows when you spread the word about the free podcast, about the AM and FM affiliates, all our great stations, about how you can listen on shortwave. And we had Dr. Edwin Vieira on. I covered a lot of other news in the start of the show. So powerful info coming up right now as we start retransmission at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job to the crew and the producers, Rob and Joey. God bless you all. We'll see you back live tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.